Church, let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord's Day. We come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, being thankful that you permitted us to be in the land of the living, and asking you, dear Father, to help us to always be willing to read, understand, and care for your word. Let us take your word, dear Father, and bind them about our necks, bind them about our heads, but above all, hide them in our hearts so we will not sin against God. We pray, dear Father, that as we receive your word, that we, your children, will humble ourselves and do all that's commanded of us. We're asking you, dear Father, that as we go, help us to understand that anything that we ask of you, you will bring it to pass. So let us ask for the glorious things of the kingdom. Let us ask for the glorious things of salvation. And let us be willing to continue to teach and preach this word so all of those who hear it will come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go, that we will always be willing to teach and preach your word, that we will always be willing to carry your word to this dying and perishing generation and spread the gospel to all of the known world. We're also asking you, the Father, that you will help us to be leaders in this world, letting our light so shine that men will see it and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're praying that we, your children, will lead the world into salvation. Help us to be willing to sit down with other men at the table of brotherhood and teach what thus saith the Lord. But above all of that, dear Father, we're asking that you will help us to love one another as sisters and brothers, care for one another as we should and ought. Let us always be willing to keep all of God's word together. Let there be no division among us. And once we've learned to love, dear Father, help us to lock hand in hand, arm in arm, and march heavenly bound. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, continue to do these things, help us to know that we are always welcome in your house. So let us, your children, humble ourselves and march on, because there's nothing that this world can throw at us that you can't help us defeat. And once we've defeated all of the sinful world, we're praying, dear Father, that you will welcome us home. We're also asking, dear Father, that we, your children, will take the time that we can visit our sick, our shut-in, those in prison, those that are that just can't go any further. Those that feel that the world has turned its back on them, help us, dear Father, to let them know that you stand with your open arms, beckoning them to come home. So help us to teach them, lead them, and guide them home. We're also asking, dear Father, that you will continue to strengthen your preacher brothers. Help them to continue to declare your word. Help them to make their calling and election sure. Help your preacher brothers to declare forcefully what thus saith the Lord, the words of the Almighty God, so this dying in person generation can hear and see the word of God and come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they come in record numbers, help us to take the time to humble ourselves and sit down and teach and preach your word so the world can be an army marching to heaven. We're also asking, dear Father, for all of those who desired to be here and could not, those who could have been here and chose not to be, waken them to a sense of their duty before it's everlasting too late. For the day is coming that the times of being won't be anymore, and Jesus Christ will call all of his children home. Help us to bend that number that he called. Help us to adorn our regal robes and march home with Jesus Christ. And if he looks down upon us and finds that we've done all that he has commanded of us, we ask that he will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom, where we can sing praises to his high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let us think on these things as we remember Jesus' life, his death, and his burial, and his glorious resurrection.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy rivers side with flow be a sin of double cure. Cleanse me from this guilt and blood, not the labor of my hands.
Received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if ye would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together